Interest in enrollment in taking a gap year for U.S. students is continuing to rise, according to the Gap Year Association. The association defines a gap year as a semester or year-long period of growth, professionally or personally. In research done by marketing agency Simpson Scarborough, 12% of high school seniors and 7% of current college students are opting in for a gap year, while in the past, only 3% of college freshmen in the U.S. planned for a gap year. Universities are burdened with finding new sources of revenue as they are losing out on substantial sums of tuition, on-campus living, and dining fees that incoming freshmen contribute. In addition, Simpson Scarborough predicts that the increase in students deferring their admission in 2020 will cause the fall 2021 class to surge. Taking a gap year in 2020 could alleviate the economic pressure of a full-price tuition at UCSB and other University of California campuses. The UCSB Division of Student Affairs recited the University of California policy, saying, quote, "Tuition and mandatory fees have been set regardless of the method of instruction and will not be refunded in the event instruction occurs remotely for any part of the academic year," end quote. Students who are also craving the complete college experience, such as freshman dorms, in-person classes, and a lifted stay-at-home order, might be good candidates for a gap year, as they can allow campuses to reopen eventually and then join them for the full academic experience. As gap year popularity grows among students, challenges are inevitable. Many states are restricting non-essential travel, and country borders are banning travelers or asking them to self-quarantine for 14 days. Additionally, with unemployment rates rising, students who are seeking job experience may find difficulty in their job search. The Bureau of Labor Statistics states that 11.1% of civilian Americans are out of work, reported in June of 2020. With both pros and cons of taking a gap year in 2020, the coronavirus pandemic is redefining the landscape of higher education in America. With KCSB News, I'm Alexandra Goldberg.